Senate Committee on Regional Affairs Committee. We have President myself, Senator Stevens, Senator Stedman, Senator Ellis, Senator Kukesh. We have one bill before us. I'd just like to remind you that we have a Friday, February 4th, scheduled meeting at 1:30 here in the Belts Room to deal with Senate Bill 77, which is the Alaska Regional Economic Assistance Program, the ARTA program. So we'll have that on Friday.
Mr. Chairman, is this the room that you
yes.
plan to meet?
Yeah.
I prefer this room. It's more comfortable.
It's more comfortable, yeah. And it's available, so we'll be here regularly. Okay, well, we have before us Senate Bill 14, and just to remind you what this bill does, it gives municipalities the option when there's a referendum or an initiative to either have that election at a scheduled election if it's not an urgent matter, or at a special election if it is urgent. They have that opportunity to make that decision. It avoids the costly special initiative and referendum elections, and as you know, special elections can be costly and often wind up in a pretty low turnout. And supported by Municipal League, Fairbanks, North Star Borough, Kenai Peninsula Borough, Matsu Borough, Ketchikan Gateway Borough, the City of Juneau. Plus, you'll notice we have copies of a letter from Laura Sika, CBJ Municipal Clerk, and also a letter of support from Wrangell. We have a couple of people to speak to us. I think they both testified earlier. Linda Murphy, are you with us, Linda, from the Kenai Peninsula Borough?
Yes, I am, Senator Stevens.
Thank you. Did you have any additional comments or you wish to testify?
I really don't have any additional comments about the bill as it stands now. I would like to express my concern about Senator Wagner's proposed amendment. I do hope that if he wants to go forward with this idea, that he will introduce a separate bill so that the two ideas can be argued on their own merits and that we don't muddy the waters here. I'm very much afraid that the same thing will happen as happened last year, and that because the amendment that the senator is proposing is sure to be controversial. I know in the Kenai Peninsula Borough, I can't find an election, a regular election even, where we got a 60% voter turnout. And so I know that our borough would be opposed to that, to his proposal, and I would hate to see this important measure dealing with initiative and referendum fail once again because of an amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Murphy. And just for the record, Linda Murphy is the Kenai Peninsula Borough Clerk. We also have Senator
Wagner. Before you take any more testimony, I just want to say I'm not going to introduce an amendment at this time. And one of the reasons is, and for Ms. Murphy's edification, I haven't found too many clerks yet that even understand what my amendment would have been or how the process works. So for them to say that the borough wouldn't be in favor of it at this time is entirely premature also without having the amendment offered. So I'll let it go at that.
Thank you, Senator Wagner. We'll go on to Fairbanks LIO, Mona Lisa Dexter. Mona Lisa, are you with us?
Yes, Senator Stevens, I am. And Senator Stevens, Stedman, Wagner, Kukesh, and Ellis, thank you again for the opportunity to speak to you on this issue. Actually, I have nothing to add to the testimony from last week as far as the bill as it stands now. Just one little correction. A statement was made that a special election in the Fairbanks North Star Borough runs approximately $30,000. It actually runs about $60,000 to $66,000 every time we have one. But so to address Senator Wagner's possible proposed amendment concerning Senate Bill 14, I, too, have concern that what happened last year may happen again this year if that's there. I respect Senator Wagner's right to introduce any legislation dealing with any area of state law, but I would respectfully request that this be done with a separate bill and separate it out from the initiative referendum petition process. Again, there are approximately 140 municipalities statewide that this change in state law would affect and would be helpful to them in these times when municipalities like the state of Alaska is trying to work through funding difficulties and such. So I, and I would just point out that the Fairbanks North Scarborough's highest voter turnout was in 1982 during a regular election, and the ballot question that caused the 49.9% turnout dealt with keeping the hours of sale of alcoholic beverages open in the borough. The National Voter Registration Act has made it almost impossible to get higher turnouts for municipalities and states, especially those municipalities with military bases, such as the Fairbanks North Star Borough, who has two military bases located within their boundaries. We also have a high transient population. When Congress passed that bill, voter registration rolls expanded rapidly, and to attain a 60% turnout even prior to the NVRA has not been successful in the state of Alaska or other states, with the exception of the state of Alaska's presidential election. So I would just respectfully request that this bill be able to move forward, and certainly Senator Wagner has the right to put forth another bill to deal with a 60% turnout or whatever it is that he is thinking about that does not tie to the initiative or referendum petition situation. So I would respectfully request that this bill be moved out of committee. And thank you very much for all of your time.
Thank you, Ms. Dexter. Senator Wagoner.
Ms. Dexter, I'd just like to say that perhaps you should have whoever represents the clerks through the Municipal League stop by my office, and I will explain what my amendment was going to consist of. And from your comments and the prior comments, it's very evident that nobody understands what my proposed amendment would have done, because it has nothing to do with a 60% vote at the time of the election. So you do that, and I'll talk with them.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Wagner, for explaining that. Just for the record, we are, of course, dealing with Senate Bill 14. There is no amendment to that bill at this point, so let's keep our discussion from now on to the point of the amendment, the bill that's in front of us. And sorry, and for the record, I didn't recognize that Senator Wagner had arrived shortly after we started, and for the record, and make sure his name is on the list. And we also have Bonnie Williams in Fairbanks. Ms. Williams?
Thank you. I'm a member of the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly, and I was appointed as the legislative liaison. It's a pleasure to address this particular bill. This was of great concern to us last year, and we were very disappointed last year. I hope to see it go forward this year. It's pretty straightforward, pretty simple. It assumes that the municipal council, the assembly or city council, whatever the body is called, will have the best interests of their community in mind when they decide if they need to have it immediately or if they can hold that initiative to the next local election. And I hope that you will all move this legislation forward.
Thank you, Ms. Williams. I appreciate your comments, and also all the work that has been done by the Fairbanks Clerk's Office, as well as the Kenai Borough Clerk's Office on this bill. Anybody else here to testify, either in the room or on the audio conference? Yes, please come forward and identify yourself.
Senator Stevens and other senators, my name is Kathy Wasserman. I'm an employee of the Alaska Municipal League. And AML would like to offer their support of Senate Bill 14, as this bill allows for public participation and process while yet being mindful of the costs that are incurred with special elections. Anything that can help municipalities at this time trim their costs while yet allowing for good governance is something that we feel municipalities and the state legislature should all strive for. And Senator, through the chair, Senator Wagner, I would certainly be glad to sit down and talk to you about the amendment. I have to admit, I wasn't really even too aware of the amendment, so but I will be glad to sit down and talk to you talk about it.
There is no amendment.
Okay. If there were an amendment, that hypothetical amendment. Thank you very much.
And congratulations on your new position. Glad
Thank
to see you. See you here in Juneau now. Any further comments? If not, we'll come back to the table, and we have before us this issue Senator Wagoner.
I would move Senate Bill 14, where there's a zero fiscal note.
No, there are two fiscal notes and with individual
with
recommendations.
Two fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Thank you. Any discussion? Any opposition? Okay, thank you very much. We'll have a longer round here. Is there anything else to come before us at this time? If not, we're adjourned.